The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Act 3, Scene 4, Belmont. A room in Portia's house. Enter Portia, Nerissa, Lorenzo, Jessica, and Balthazar. Lorenzo speaks. Madam, although I speak it in your presence, you have a noble and a true conceit of godlike amity, which appears most strongly in bearing thus the absence of your lord. But if you knew to whom you show this honour, how true a gentleman you send relief, how dear a lover of my lord your husband, I know you would be prouder of the work than customary bounty can enforce you. I never did repent for doing good, nor shall not now. For in companions that do converse and waste the time together, whose souls do bear an equal yoke of love, there must be needs a like proportion of lineaments, of manners, and of spirit, which makes me think that this Antonio, being the bosom lover of my lord, must needs be like my lord. If it be so, how little is the cost I have bestowed in purchasing the semblance of my soul from out the state of hellish misery? This comes too near the praising of myself, therefore no more of it. Hear other things. Lorenzo, I commit into your hands the husbandry and manage of my house until my lord's return. For mine own part, I have toward heaven breathed a secret vow to live in prayer and contemplation, only attended by Nerissa here until her husband and my lord's return. There is a monastery 2 miles off, and there will we abide. I do desire you not to deny this imposition, the which my love and some necessity now lays upon you. Madam, with all my heart, I shall obey you in all fair commands. My people do already know my mind, and will acknowledge you and Jessica in place of Lord Bassanio and myself, and so farewell till we shall meet again. Fair thoughts and happy hours attend on you. I wish your ladyship all heart's content. I thank you for your wish, and am well pleased to wish it back on you. Fare you well, Jessica. Jessica and Lorenzo exit. Now, Balthazar, as I have ever found thee honest true, so let me find thee still. Take this same letter, and use thou all the endeavour of a man in speed to Padua. See thou render this into my cousin's hand, Dr. Bellario, and look what notes and garments he doth give thee. Bring them, I pray thee, with imagined speed, unto the Tranact, to the common ferry which trades to Venice. Waste no time in words, but get thee gone. I shall be there before thee. Madam, I go with all convenient speed. Balthazar exits. Come on, Nerissa. I have work in hand that you yet know not of. We'll see our husbands before they think of us. Shall they see us? They shall, Nerissa, but in such a habit that they shall think we are accomplished with that we lack. I'll hold thee any wager when we are both accoutred like young men. I'll prove the prettier fellow of the two, and wear my dagger with the braver grace, and speak between the change of man and boy with a reed voice, and turn to mincing steps into a manly stride, and speak a phrase like a fine bragging youth, and tell quaint lies how honourable ladies sought my love, which I denying, they fell sick and died. I could not do withal, then I'll repent, and wish for all that, that I had not killed them. And 20 of these puny lies I'll tell, that men shall swear I have discontinued school above a 12-month. I have within my mind 1,000 wrought tricks of these bragging jacks which I will practice. Why shall we return to men? Fie, what a question's that, if thou wert near a lewd interpreter. But come, I'll tell thee all my whole device when I am in my coach, which stays for us at the park gate, and therefore haste away, for we must measure 20 miles to-day. They exit. The end of Act 3, Scene 4 of The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.